We always like to recognize those small schools throughout the great state of Illinois, and there's one right near the Wisconsin border, a stone's throw from the Wisconsin border. 76 kids in the school. 28 of those kids are on the high school basketball roster. We're talking about Scales Mound, and they have a really talented team here in the 2021-2022 season. So I dig the small school story, Coach Eric Kodronowitz. What about that? You still get that vibe? I'm sure there's a lot of people rooting for you, and I'm assuming that when you're Scales Mound, that's all people want to talk about are the Hornets.
Definitely. Right now, it's the big story in town, and rightfully so. This is a group of kids that we started when they were, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old with basketballs in their hands, and it developed from there, and it was something that we knew would be coming if they put the time and effort in. And these kids, they're tireless workers during the season, in the off season, the weight room, in the gym. Great group of kids to be around because they love each other, and so therefore they play for each other. And yeah, we're just excited with the team that we've got, and the wins have been piling up, and they've been some impressive wins. So it's just a fun group to be around, but they're also doing some things that small schools of 70, 80, 90 kids just don't do. So we're really fortunate, but at the same time, we're enjoying every bit of it.
So from a historical standpoint, do you have some kids on the roster that are high school basketball historians, and they can reflect on Hebron, they can reflect on, you know, Cobden, those really itty-bitty schools that, you know, had the great notoriety? Do they go back that far, or this is their kind of own thing?
This is kind of their own thing. I mean, as coaches, you know, we tend to put our little bit of history on things, so we talk about those teams. But for as far as them, they're living in the now, and they don't know too much about those stories other than what us coaches have told them. But yeah, they're just kind of making their own story. And just a unique side note with this group too is they don't see it as we're this small school trying to knock off all these people. They're just like, and it's kind of our mantra in our program, they're just like, we've worked so hard and we've worked over the years that this is just kind of what they expect. And they just want to play basketball. It could be a 1A team. It could be a 2A team like we did with Farmington. It could be somebody else. They just want to go out and play basketball. They're brand of basketball, and they just want to see how it matches up with everyone else.
Yeah, that's the great way to approach it. But it's still interesting, even in the four-class system. You know, the Hebron story was the one-class system.
Exactly.
We get that, and that's never going to happen again. But even in the four-class system, if you're talking about enrollment 70, you know, basically the cutoff for 1A, 2A is – you know, around 300. So you're playing most nights schools that have four times the enrollment than you.
Oh, exactly. I mean, there's not a night, and even in the NUIC, our league, where most schools are at least double, if not triple our size. And then, like you said, sometimes it's quadruple. But again, with that whole backstory, again, being the small school, they just want to go out and play basketball, and we're gonna put our five versus their five, and these kids work hard, and they work tirelessly for four quarters, and they're a fun group to watch too.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I watched a play today where I was at the Great Western Shootout in Abingdon when we saw Scales Mound playing a pretty good basketball program that has a good pedigree in Farmington in the west central portion of the state. So you get that type of opportunity to play that type of opponent. I know that's pretty important to get out there and see the teams throughout the state.
Oh, definitely, because some people have asked me, like, why are we going to the Great Western Shootout? Why that? And we've been talking with my AD, our AD at Scales Mound, that for the last couple of years, we want to get these games out into the central part of the state, maybe even go in towards the suburbs. We want to go out to these other parts of the state and play these types of games. And so this opportunity happened to come about, and we jumped on it, and we're so fortunate that we got to come down to the Great Western Shootout. Not only that, but match up with a fantastic Farmington team and a great traditional program, that it was just something that we thought that, one, our kids wanted to be part of, and two, we wanted to put our program in those same, you know, kind of discussions that these kids can play with those schools or anyone else in 1A.
That's great to hear. And in terms of getting back to kind of the small town can be synonymous with the small school. I mean, is it, you know, basically the, you know, Hickory High Husker scene where you walk into the barber shop and they ask you about the Hornets, or you go to the coffee shop or wherever you go, they ask you, hey, how good's this team going to be this year?
Definitely. It's been that way since, I mean, we can go back to last season because we had the COVID spring. So when that ended in, you know, March-ish, all spring into the summer, into the fall, everywhere I went, it was, coach, can't wait for the season. Coach, can't wait for the season. Coach, how's the team looking? How's the team going to be? It's exactly that. And it doesn't matter where you go in town. And then even around Scales Mound, so you can go to some of the neighboring communities, same thing. They'll see you and be like, coach, you got a good squad. How are they going to be? You know, those questions are always there. So it's good to have that expectation. It's great for where it's at, and then it's nice to see the kids go out and match that expectation.
And the other great story that I heard about, you see, the word is traveling about these small bitty schools, is this group of kids, you know, there's 28 freshmen through senior that play basketball. You know, the group as a whole said, we're going to stay together and do stuff together in the summer. We're not going to go, you know, individuals going to go play AAU or whatever. We're staying together to do this. So that's the other neat story that I hear, like, well, I'm going to root for Scales Moan then along the postseason trail, because that's a team that they want to do this from start to finish.
Exactly, and that is the unique side story that I think a lot of people don't know about, is because in today's day and age, a lot of kids do, and it's, you know, one or two of your top players are going to go play with these AAU teams, and they're going to go better themselves, but the team itself may suffer, or the other players may not get those opportunities. And these kids from the start, like back to middle school days when those opportunities started to come about, and then obviously in high school those opportunities have come about where people see them, they're like, whoa, we want you to be part of our program or our program, and they're like, no, we're sticking together. And that's kind of how the brotherhood of these kids are, and they've done that for 4 years. When it comes spring and when it comes summer, they go as the Scales Moan Hornets, and they do take on AAU teams, they do take on these special teams, but they do it as the Hornets, our kids, together. And it's kind of, that's the unique side story that I would like people to know about, because it's very cool. It's one of those things as a coach, it really makes me proud.
That's awesome. We do it for the Hornets. I like it. But come on, you gotta sit back and be honest, though. You got to think a little bit. Come on, 76 kids in the school. This is a story that as we progress here. And I looked at your sectional complex. There are some good teams up in that area of the state, and it's going to take you to you know, put together a streak to make that the run, the memorable run. And I know you got a bunch of stuff to take care of before that. But as you win and as this story develops, more and more people are going to be talking about it, because, it stood out to me. 76 kids in the school, 28 play basketball. Yep. I mean, you realize that even though you're in Scales Moan and maybe people aren't hearing about you yet, this story is going to be growing, because that's a good team I watched play today.
Yeah, I've taken the time to think about it, but I guess maybe the younger Coach K would have thought that way maybe a little bit more. But being in my 16th season, I know where this is going to kind of go. I've seen that play out a little bit, but at the same time, I just try to keep the kids grounded. You just kind of keep trying to keep that foot ahead of the other one, because, like you said, the complex is difficult. The area basketball up in Northwest Illinois is not easy. And then some of those other games that we've added to our schedule this year are not going to be easy. So, therefore, we've got to keep focusing on the things that we're doing well, like we just had. But then we also got to look in the mirror and go, what do we got to work on? And then we just got to keep doing that. But, yeah, as time goes on, that story is going to build, and it's something unique. But as I've always said from the start, I get most excited for the kids for this. This is something they've built. This is something they've done. I've been a facilitator, and I'm helping with that, and as there's a ton of people back in Scales Moan that have helped them along the way too, but I'm most excited for what the kids are about to see and what they're about to do.
But the one thing, too, I look at, and maybe you can provide some testimony on this, when I see 28 kids on a roster, I know participation numbers. I'm not talking about just boys basketball. I'm talking about high school sports in general. They're different now. But if you can get participation numbers, I always tell people that means something in practice, where you can have competitive practices. And are these kids getting pushed, on the Monday through Thursday of the week before the Friday game? With that roster, do you feel that's been a pretty good benefit for you?
Oh, 100%. And with no disrespect to some of the teams that we'll end up playing this year, but our nights in practice could be some of the most difficult nights that our kids have, because of the way we can practice 1 through 10 or even 1 through 15, because we've got a sophomore group that's a really nice group. Our JV team just won a holiday tournament this morning, and that happened to be their 51st straight victory. So for a JV program to win 51 straight games is impressive enough, but at the same time, we've got that ability then to interchange kids and make sure that everybody's getting pushed in their own way. The JV kids are getting pushed because they can go against a varsity squad of our caliber, which they're not going to see at the JV level. And conversely, our varsity guys are getting pushed by a JV squad the caliber of what we have. So, and it could be the 6 through 10 guys are even going to push our guys. So it's been something we've built. Being there for 16 years, this is something we started when the kids were 6, 7, 8 years old. It's something we've fostered for years. And as I've told a lot of people, this is the investment, because we made this investment 10 years ago when these kids were little, and now it's starting to show. It's starting to kind of come for fruition, as you've seen. And it's just something, thing of beauty right now.
Yeah, it is a thing of beauty. So can you at least be honest? And I know you've watched the movie Hoosiers,
oh, yeah,
right?
Many times.
So now when I look, you're a different story from that, because you're not as old Normandale, a.k.a. Hackman, and then he had eight kids on his roster, or nine kids or whatever, and you have 28. But I'm assuming that you can always say, can I maybe just for 1 second think that that maybe could be Scales Mound and not Hickory? Can you relate to the storyline or relate to the movie just with the small school theatrics, I guess?
100%. I mean, it goes back to when we were all athletes. You know, we dream about what it's going to end like, what it's going to look like. You know, it's no different as a coach. You kind of have those ideas like, if we do this and we do that and we cross these boxes off and we do all these things, this is the potential. It takes a lot of work to get there, but yeah, that's always the dream as a coach. It's not to just go out and go from game to game to season. It's let's put together the best product at Scales Mound that we can, and let's see how it stacks up with everyone else, and let's see if we can have that one opportunity to go down and do something special, whether it's at the super sectional level, the sectional level, or ultimately at the state level.
Well, and I know I've traveled through the Northwest Upstate Illini area a little bit, and it's just not an easy place to kind of travel through with the little small roads and the side roads you take. And then today for your program, you're traveling from, you know, basically near the Wisconsin border down through Knox County in West Central Illinois. But those kind of are the moments in the season that are pretty important too, where you get to travel as a group kind of together beyond everything else, where it's just the team. Now, how important is like that on a day like today, where these are some of the memories that probably will stand out, maybe even more so than some of the games?
Definitely. And that's the other part why we put these kind of trips together. Later in the year, we've got a shootout at Indian Creek in February, where we're going to take on a very good Chicago Leo team. So we've got those kind of matchups, and this was the purpose. So like today, we wanted that 2.5-hour trip for the camaraderie, for the, as we call it, the brotherhood, to be together and to have these experiences. And like you said, this might be one of those experiences these kids will never forget. You know, 15, 20, 30 years from now, they'll be sitting around talking about it, and rightfully so. And then when we go down to Indian Creek, it might be a situation where we're going to go down, stay overnight, practice at a facility, then go play, and just kind of have those bonding moments. Because as we've talked to the kids, this is the one time, this is the only time this group will ever be like this group. So when they graduate, when the season's over, next year's group will be different because those guys have graduated. Then that's a group that's going to be uniquely themselves. So we talk about that all the time as far as enjoy every moment as this group is unique. We've only got so many months with you, and let's take every opportunity, whether it's a 2.5-hour trip down to Abingdon or whether it's somewhere else, let's enjoy these moments.
So I've taken enough of your time. I was just going to ask you, why you tell me, so I've listened to you, and I said, well, man, high school sports is still in a good place. Now I know there's issues that come up here and there, and I know we're dealing with the pandemic and all that stuff, but are we still in a good place with high school sports from what you see in terms of interscholastic athletics?
I think so. I mean, I think all the intentions are there by those who are involved. And, you know, obviously it's going to take some work through the pandemic. Has been difficult. I mean, it just has. The last 2 years for all of us has been just so many changes. But, you know, we've gotten through this far, and we're going to continue to work. And as far as the athletes, they're going to want to be coached. Coaches are going to want to coach. Fans still want to support, so as long as we can put those fans in the stands like we've been doing this year, which has been a phenomenal change from last spring, I think we're definitely in the right direction. I think maybe you saw that a little bit in the fall with the way football and volleyball went, and we were able to have those championships, and we were able to have those situations where people are there. It's going to take a little bit of work maybe to get the kids back into the gym and back dedicated like maybe before the pandemic, but I definitely think high school sports will always have that moment because there's also that sort of romance with it where it's like these are the kids who are working hard. We've got that pride for our communities, we've got the pride for our, you know, our areas. And then ultimately, I know how it is in Northwest Illinois, it's probably the same in other parts of the state, where when there are good teams, the neighboring communities are still going to get out and support, because as people in Scales Mound, we get out and support the other communities that do well too. So I think you'll always have that.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll say, I was walking down the hallway to do the interview today, I saw one of the kids on your team. And I said, I'm trying to track down your coach. And he said, oh, he's down in that room down there. And I said, okay. And I said, man, I said, what a story. I said, I see 70-some-odd kids in your school, 28 on the basketball team. And he just kind of looked at me like, yeah, what about it? Like, it's not that big of a deal for them. So I thought that was kind of an interesting approach, because I'm like, man, that's such a big deal to me, 28 kids on the basketball team in a school of 76. But, you know, that's for them, that's just – I guess, normal that that's what it is there.
It is norm. And actually, to just put one little preface to that, which will help you kind of understand why it's the norm, is because in Scales Mountain, being so small, we co-op for every sport but boys basketball. So, you know, I've done that in my 16 years of saying, guys, this is the one thing that we cherish, not only as a community, but the surrounding area of Scales Mountain, that this is just our team. Everything else we got to kind of share with other athletes, other teams, other communities. And so the boys really buy into that. And at the same time, they should, because this is the one and only time we get to wear Scales Mountain on our chest. And it's a moment of pride in the school. And it's something I've always pushed on the youth and also in the middle schools and at the high school level, is that this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out and represent our community with pride. And at the same time, the kids definitely just look at you and go, yeah, we're Scales Mountain, and we're going to do that.
Of the Hornets. All right, Coach, we'll be following you. Good luck this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right. Eric Kudronowicz, head coach of the Scales Mound Hornets. You heard it right, 76 in the school, 28 on the basketball team.